It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
A gray, rainy Friday ahead, 100% chance for showers, maybe some heavy rain, maybe some street flooding. Don't be an idiot if, you know, the streets are flooded. Just slow down, of course. And I saw this yesterday. Louisiana state law says, and you would think common sense would dictate otherwise, but there wouldn't need to be a law. Let's put it that way. But Louisiana law says that if you have the lights on, you need to have your windshield wipers on, so be aware of that. Don Dubuque joins us now, 7:15, talk about catching sharks and so forth. How you doing, Don?
Hey, Tommy, I'm good.
Good to talk to you. Let's talk about this picture that you sent us. It's you and looks like a red snapper, a beautiful red snapper that was just bit in half by a shark.
Yeah, it's a partial red snapper, and that is what really is driving this move by the Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission. I have not seen the biological data as far as stock assessments on the two species of shark that they're talking about, but there's certainly a lot of empirical evidence out there. Anybody that fishes offshore, and even if you fish inshore in certain areas, you've experienced being sharked. You know, when you're reeling your fish in, all of a sudden it stops fighting, and you come in with a half or less than a half of fish, and that's the result of a shark. And the sharks move in on you, and there's not really much you can do other than just pick up and move, and that's not always the best thing to do when you found some fish. But that's the main thing that's driving it from the recreational aspect. But like I said, I have not seen any data, biological data, supporting the claim that these species, these two in particular, the bull shark and the black tip, have recovered sufficiently enough that now we can relax the limits on them and actually take some more, which will eliminate this depredation problem on recreational fishermen.
So, okay, let me take it one step at a time. Years ago, I was at a pumpkin patch thing with the kids, and I think it was first grade or whatever it was, and they were having a picnic, and a spider came across the blanket, and they said, oh, look at it, because, you know, the kids at that age, you taught everything's good and everything else, and a fellow dad who is a lineman for Energy wore like a size 14 boot, said, oh, I'll take care of that, and smushed it to the horror of the kids, because they think everything's, you know, supposed to live in part of the ecosystem and everything else, and I get an ecosystem is a delicate thing. What role do the black tips
and bull sharks.
And bull sharks, what role do they play in the ecosystem of the waters of the Gulf, et cetera, Don? How important are they?
Well, they're pretty much the apex predator out there. I mean, there's not too much that dines on bull sharks and black tips. They're up there with a lot of the other species, and they certainly keep other species in check. But when they get out of balance and they get overpopulated, then they start depredating on other species and cause problems there. And we have a very tightly regulated red snapper season. We are assigned a quota annually. Mm-hmm. Then we have this Loch Creel program where fishermen are surveyed on almost a weekly basis and report what they catch. And basically, it's almost real time. We know where we are on those quotas. But what the sharks do, if you throw the shark element into it, like that one you saw the picture of, mm-hmm. That fish just gets wasted, and it's not included into the total. It's not included into the total harvest quota catch, so it kind of throws it off and kind of skews it to where it's pretty much a waste. Although some people say, well, nothing's wasted because something's going to eat the rest of that fish once you throw it over, and that's pretty much true.
But when it comes to red snapper and limits, et cetera, the shark would be eating it whether it was hooked or not, right? So where does that play in all of this?
Well, it certainly is, would be a lot tougher for a shark to catch a live red snapper than one that's on a hook and struggling to come up to the surface. Particularly if it's caught in deep water, you'll see that stomach protrudes out of the mouth, and that's because of a pressure change, because of the quick change in the depth of water, and it's being reeled up. And the fish is defenseless. It can't swim back down until, if it's undersized, then you actually have to have a venting tool on board, and you actually puncture the fish, and you'll let the gas escape, and then when you put the fish in, it can swim back down. But the point is, the fish is pretty much defenseless,
really?
And it's easy pickings for a shark.
Man, and that's just a red snapper that does that?
No, it's a lot of the different offshore species. They have a swim bladder, and the gases in it expand, and that's what keeps it at certain depths. It allows it to stay up in the upper column or go down to the lower column, and when you pull that quick change, basically you've heard of human divers getting the bends.
Yeah.
That's basically, it's the bends for fish, right?
So if you're going to release a fish that's undersized, if you don't do that, it dies?
It's going to flounder on the surface. In some cases, it can recover and get back down, but in a lot of cases, if you don't do that, and the law requires that you have a venting tool on board specifically for that purpose. But a lot of times, before the fish can recover, if it's floundering on top of the water, the shark is going to nail it.
Man, you know some stuff. I'm going to tell you that. I'm a golfer, not a fisherman. So, again, if you ever want to learn how to hit a flop wedge, that I could teach you. But fishing, I don't know. So what are they trying to do with these limits? And what do you think should be done as far as?
Well, I'm good with it. You know, the black tip and the bull sharks are the two they're talking about. Up until now, and in fact, it's still going to be in effect for a while, and I'll go through that process. The only way you can keep a bull shark or a black tip, it's one per vessel or one per person per day if you want to keep it, and it has to be a minimum of 54 inches long, and that's a pretty big shark.
Yeah.
So a lot of sharks are released. A lot of people don't want them. I think the estimate was totally over a year's time, there's about 165 black tips that are caught and kept recreationally. And maybe half that, about 70 of the bull sharks that are actually caught and kept. They are edible. They're not the best of eating, but I don't see any problem in implementing these new regulations. What it will do, it will allow people to actually not have any recreational limits. You can catch and keep all you like. It will also make a change for the commercial standpoint. Right now, commercial fishermen are allowed 45 per day. It would increase to 55 per trip if this passes. And that will pretty much cut back on the population. And, of course, with all of these regulation changes, they are to be monitored and later on can be readjusted either up or down depending on what the data shows. But the process from here is, in fact, just yesterday, the Secretary of Department of Wildlife and Fisheries sent the request to the commission, which is the governing body of the department, and they accepted it as it was, and they filed what's called a notice of intent. Now that it's a notice of intent, the public has 90 days. They can go in person to commission meetings. They can write in. They can email comments, whether they support it or they opposed it. And then after that 90-day period, the secretary then has the commission reviews. They can make modifications, maybe change it, change one or two or the numbers. And then once they get that into another form, they send that to the Oversight Committee of the Legislature for their approval. Again, it gets hashed out, looked around, comment period goes on. If they take no action, then it becomes law. If they do, then they have the option to modify it if they choose to do so. So we're still a ways away from allowing people. It's not open season on black tips and bull sharks just yet. It's going to be sometime in 2025 if it does pass at all.
Have you eaten shark?
I have, yes. It's kind of a firmer, stronger taste of a catfish.
Mm.
Doesn't have that sweet taste, and there's some bleeding that you have to do.
Oh.
There's certain care in cleaning them to make them palatable. But a while back, several years ago, when sharks were much thought to be more plentiful and there was more of a take, they were actually serving it to kids in the schools, on school lunches.
You should take a picture of yourself and tweet it with the caption, "Man Eating Shark." 7:22. More when we come back. Oh, by the way, there was a University of Missouri fight song before. Traffic now, WWL.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, it's 7:28. Quickly back to Don Dubuque, our good friend, host of Louisiana Great Outdoors. We talked about shark limits. Don, real quick, it's a Second Amendment sales tax holiday this weekend. I just wanted to pick your brain for somebody that wants to get into hunting and they've never done it before. I wonder about it to be safe and take advantage of this holiday, et cetera. How would you go about beginning hunting if you wanted to get into it?
Couple of ways. They have what they call a mentor program, mm-hmm. where there are certain people who volunteer to take novices, maybe a kid that doesn't have anybody in the family that's familiar with hunting but wants to learn, has some interest in it. You can team up with them. The other thing I highly recommend, and it's actually mandatory for people of certain ages, you have to take the hunter safety course, mm-hmm. which is not just about safe firearm handling. It's also got a lot about ethical behavior when you're out there in the woods, a lot of other things about safety as far as the way you conduct yourself out there, besides the fact that you have to demonstrate that you can properly handle and fire accurately a firearm.
And where you can hunt, too, right? I mean, that's people. For example, I'm not an outdoorsman. I wouldn't know where to go hunting. I don't know where you can hunt, where you can't. Where you go to a lease, so how do you even determine where you can hunt?
Well, the state has a series of what they call WMAs, wildlife management areas, mm-hmm. and they're located all over the state, and they've got some pretty good hunting and fishing on those areas, and they're open to the public.
What you got coming up tomorrow morning?
We're going to talk about what – my God, we got a guy that took a spotted fawn and choked it to death.
Oh, no.
One of the most repulsive bad boy features I've ever had. Of course, it's going to be raining and pretty inclement weather, so we're probably not going to be able to get a whole lot of good fishing information for tomorrow. But Sunday's looking a whole lot better, and we're going to talk about tomorrow being the opening of dove season. Again, rain might put a damper, so to speak, on that. But if it moves through and we get a little cooler air, it might be a nice opening.
We'll be listening. I love listening to you, Don, on Saturday morning. Thank you, sir. Don Dubuque, host Louisiana Great Outdoors, always teaches me something. And again, a reason why I'm a golfer, not a fisherman or a hunter, because I don't know anything about it. We'll take a break, come back, help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Got another college fight song for you, too. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.